This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I believe it was the great Eric Dickerson who once proclaimed that if you ram it just right, you can ram it all night.
You ram it just right, you can ram it all night.
There it is. We start with the final wild card game of the weekend. Actually, the final wild card game of the NFL postseason. The Rams hosting the Cardinals, and this one was over early. The Rams outscored the Cardinals 21-0 in the first half, at which point Cardinals fans who were at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles for the game were already leaving.
A lot of folks still remaining positive for next season, but we ended up talking to a couple that left SoFi Stadium before the half was even over. I asked them, where are you guys going? You know, there's still a shot. Are you guys hoping for a miracle? And they said, no, we're going to go get an Uber. We're going to go back to our hotel because they said beer is cheaper there.
Yes.
The beer is cheaper at the hotel than in the stadium.
They're paying a lot of money for beer. That is for sure. It was 21-0 at the half, 28-0 before Arizona would get on the board. In the end, the Rams win at 33-11. Yeah. Quarterback Matthew Stafford, who spent all those years with Detroit, never won a playoff game, gets his first postseason victory, and he didn't have to do much. He was only threw 17 times, 13 of 17 for 202 yards, a pair of touchdown passes, also rushed for a touchdown. One side note from the game, Arizona safety Buda Baker stretchered off the field late in the third quarter following a violent collision with Rams running back Cam Akers, who didn't realize he was injured and kind of like gave him a like as he walked past the guy on the ground,
really,
which ticked off a lot of the Cardinals. Everybody's okay now because Cam Akers immediately went back onto the field to say, I did not know.
I was seriously hurt.
Then got down on a knee and was praying for him and everything. Fortunately for Buda Baker, he had all feeling in his extremities and whatnot. They did take him to the hospital to assess the injury. But, it was a violent collision. So with the Cardinals out and the Rams moving on, the divisional round is set. On Saturday, the Cincinnati Bengals will be in Tennessee to take on the Titans at 4:30, followed by the Bills in Kansas City. That should be a great one, 6:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, Rams will be taking on Tommy and the Buccaneers in Tampa at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the 49ers will take on the Packers at 8:15. Hey, let's play the feud.
Thank you. Let's play the feud. 100 above average football coaches surveyed. Top three answers on the board. Name a smart play to run when you only have 14 seconds left to play, no time out to call, and you are on your own 40-yard line in need of a touchdown. Mike McCarthy.
I'm going to say have Dak run the ball and stay in bounds.
Yes, Mike McCarthy, you weren't here yesterday, so we're going to talk about this. Mike McCarthy, who's the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, on the headset. Yeah. Now, I'm going to show you the sequence of events here, Rick Rumble, just to remind you of what happened. I know you saw it. But 14 seconds left. They have 14 seconds. Yeah. The clock is stopped.
Yeah.
So they have time to call a play, which means that Mike McCarthy's in on the headset. So if he doesn't like what Kellen Moore is calling, he could overturn it. He could say no. But no, he decides to go with this quarterback sneak, this quarterback draw. So then Dak runs at, 10 yards, 15 yards, whatever it was? And at which point he gets down to the 24-yard line.
Right.
And you could see that by the time he gets the ball to the center and the center puts the ball down, there's 4 seconds left. But the official has to, by rule, touch the ball. And you could see in that still shot, Rick, the official is now racing. He's racing to touch the ball, and Dak Prescott backs up into him, so bumps him. So now the official gets in front. He gets around Dak, gets in front of the ball, touches the ball, sets it, backs up. There's still 1 second on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
There's still one full second on the clock. Dak Prescott has not snapped that ball.
No.
Now, if he snaps it, if he just snaps it right then and there, they're going to give him that second back. But instead, that does not happen, and as you know, they lose the game.
Yeah.
Now, among the things that were going on yesterday was Stephen Jones, who is now running the Cowboys. He told a Dallas radio station that Mike McCarthy is definitely coming back next year, which to me is crazy. That's just insane. This should not be the case. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you should be angry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was, people were going after Tony Romo. Tony Romo, former Dallas Cowboy. Because apparently people hear what they want to hear. Cowboys fans were outraged because they thought at the end of the game on that play, Tony Romo was so pro 49er. He was not about the Cowboys. How dare he? And I can't tell you the number of things that I read about Romo yesterday and this morning online. People so angry with Tony Romo. I'm going to play you exactly what Romo said. Now, I will say this. I didn't edit anything, but I did break it into three pieces. Okay. But I did not edit anything. This is exactly what Tony Romo said going into that final play.
The game's over. They keep it in bounds. Dak has to get this out of bounds or he's taking a shot to the end zone. This is scary because I would take a shot to the end zone here when they're in the sideline defense because you actually can hold on to the ball. You need someone, San Francisco, to get to the quarterback here.
So basically, he's just telling you what needs to occur and what he would do. Yeah. So I don't know how that's anti-Cowboy. All right, next cut.
Prescott takes off running the football. Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
It will. They'll be able to clock this. They were planned for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the official gets in the way. The game's over.
Oh, my gosh.
The game is over.
Oh, he did.
Okay, so at this point, he thinks, okay, no, it'll be all right. They got enough time. They got enough time. He sounds like he's cheering for the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ultimately what happens is, as you know.
They're going to look at this.
It's going to be over because the umpire has to touch the ball. Of course, that's ridiculous for a game to end like that, Jim. Wow, I am livid if I'm a Cowboy fan and if I'm a Niners fan.
That's the end of the game. The game is over. The game is over, and San Francisco survives and advances.
So did you hear Tony Romo being anti-Dallas Cowboy there?
No, his very last sentence, though, taken out of context, would be, I'm a Niner fan.
Out of context.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was basically saying, if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm livid. If I'm a Niners fan, So, and then Nance comes over the top of him, but he's not a Niners fan. He's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
No, he's clearly a
Cowboys
fan.
He's rooting for the Cowboys,
whatever.
Please. I saw you pulled up on the board the dilly in the end zone in Buffalo.
Oh, I do love
this. Did they do
so
that again? Because that happens occasionally. Yeah.
Yes.
They did it again.
Yes. And against Dill Belichick.
Yes. And the great thing is, I don't know if you saw this, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, who played several years for Buffalo, he was at that game. Now, of course, he was supposed to be the Washington football team quarterback, but got injured this year. But he went to the Buffalo game. Did you see the photos?
No, I didn't.
He actually stood in the stands without a shirt on with the Bills Mafia.
Did he really?
Yes, cheering on the Bills.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. The Las Vegas Raiders have fired their general manager, Mike Mayock, and they're saying that doesn't bode well for Rich Bisaccia, the interim head coach. We'll have to wait and see there. Novak Djokovic, back in Serbia after getting the boot officially from Australia. He will not be playing. And he also might not be playing in the French Open because they now have a rule in France that he can't play unless he gets vaccinated.
Yeah, so this is going to become a jackpot. This is a perishable skill.
Yeah.
You're not getting any younger, brother. And, you're tied for the best of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just going to be DQ'd from all these tourneys.
Yeah. Yep. In NBA action last night, another 25 points for Ja Morant and another victory for the Memphis Grizzlies. They beat the Bulls. The Washington Wizards knocked off the 76ers, Hornets over the Knicks. The Brooklyn Nets, now without the injured Kevin Durant, lost to the Cavaliers. By the way, he's injured now, and there's already a report out that Kyrie Irving has reassessed, thought about it, and even with Kevin Durant now injured, still not going to get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, so, he was very defiant.
So he's not going to
do it. I heard a press conference yesterday.
Lakers snapped their three-game losing streak. They beat the Jazz. In college basketball, Norfolk State topped the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Towson beat the crap out of William & Mary, 91-69. JMU also lost big. The Dukes fall to Elon, 90-67. On the ice, Rangers over the Flyers, Penguins over the Golden Knights, and the Blackhawks lose to the Kraken. In a shootout, 3-2. Yeah. Here's your fun fact.
Yeah.
There are parts of France that you are not allowed to die in without a pre-purchased burial plot.
Wow. Why?
So, I don't know. So, I guess you can't live there unless, I guess when you're closing
on... One of the first things you have to do
to
is...
Buy, yeah.